hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. CJ's in the studio with me.
The douche.
The deuce, Hour 2. Is where we're going into next. Hey, before we get into discussing the Super Bowl of dive sites. Yeah, it is that weekend. Might as well do this, right? I do want to tell you a couple things going on right now. Ocean Point Suites down in the Florida Keys.
Yep,
down there.
It's awesome.
Isla Mirada. They're running a really amazing deal right now. If you go to opsuites.com and want to spend some quality time down in the Keys, you're going to save some big bucks.
Nice.
And we're kind of in high season, which is surprising that they actually still have a pretty good deal that you can get a decent place to stay and has kitchenettes and anywhere from, they can accommodate like six people in a room, two bedroom, like condo type things and a little marina restaurant on property. It's very, very nice. It's good stuff indeed. Opsuites.com is the website to go and find those fine folks. Before we get to the rest of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, however, and get an update from Vinny Two Tanks, we kind of got a little tease about his Bonaire adventure with the Aqua Gypsy and Captain Scott. They all went out there. They evidently didn't have the best of times. We'll get a little deeper into that. But the big drama that I was concerned about was, well, Vinny has a reputation, right? And I don't know if you saw, finally, the age of disclosure got bumped out of the top documentary downloads, I think, online last week. I think
Melania?
Yeah. It just
what's wrong with you?
One of those.
You can't pronounce names?
But it's been, you know, that UFO documentary has been big. And I'm thinking maybe we kind of revisit our little similar adventure that we created for Vinny Two Tanks and kind of take advantage of the publicity, you think?
The American people are ready to receive the truth.
Humanity is not the only intelligence in the universe.
Humanity is not the only intelligent species.
We are absolutely not alone.
For over 80 years, this secret has been kept from the world. Is it a government cover-up or something else?
I've been a certified dive instructor for over 10 years now. I was in the Turks and Caicos when I encountered a man on the bow of a liveaboard we were diving from that week. It was after the last dive of the day. A towel was balled up on the left side of his foot, board shorts on the right. As I glanced up, guess who it was? Vinny Two Tanks, air drying his nether regions like a pelican in the wind. What the f***?
The age of exposure.
So I was spending a couple days with some diving friends anchored off the coast of Catalina. Great trip until I climbed up the ladder to the helm to check in with the captain. As I approached the top rung, no captain was in sight. However, to the left was Vinny Two Tanks, spread eagle, butt ass naked.
Hey, I had a shirt on.
I will never unsee that, and it changed me forever.
The Age of Exposure, starring Vinny Two Tanks.
We were in the Galapagos, and they had this hot tub on the liveaboard we were diving on that week. Great way to unwind. Till one afternoon when Vinny popped out of the hot tub in his diving undergarments.
Hey, guys.
Skin tight red Spanx. Look like a naked Ken doll. Gross.
The Age of Exposure.
take us to your leader?
Oh, hi. I'm Vinny Two Tanks. Welcome to our planet.
What the hell? I said leader, not wiener.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is he naked? There is no hope for this species. We're out.
The Age of Exposure, starring Vinny Two Tanks.
You know, cold water does cause shrinkage.
Coming to a theater near you from Scuba Radio Studios.
All right, I think, you got to strike while the iron's hot.
Not a lube.
Okay, there's that. But yeah, I haven't heard of any incidents in Bonaire. That's what I was afraid of, coming off of that little production number there, Vinny. But there weren't any issues, right? Just for the record?
Not that I know of, but you never know.
You were there, right?
A lot of things at times.
He only got wet four times. So if nothing happened one of those four times, safe.
Yeah. Right. And you didn't take your red Spanx on this one, right?
Water
was too cold, or was it warm, or what?
It was a little chilly for me, but then the couple spots were fine. It wasn't too bad.
Okay. So, I mean, what, you were wearing a 3-mil wetsuit, or what were you?
I was wearing a 3-mil shorty.
Okay, that's better than red Spanx, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an upgrade in our eyes, for sure. So we'll take it. But Pete from Scuba Board, he just had this puzzled look on his face. Like, man, how do I get a ticket to that movie?
No, that wasn't the puzzled look I had.
That wasn't the look.
That was a bad interpretation of the look I had.
Oh, what? Was it more of a traumatizing kind of look?
Yeah, I was being traumatized.
Okay,
yes.
Pete, we'll add you to the therapy.
That's normal. That's normal.
Exactly.
What happened was he visualized Vinny in his red Spanx.
Yeah, that's normal.
And then he went all to hell.
Ah, well, I think that's bad.
I was just realizing that I'm glad that I haven't been made fun of in this way.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the show, we still got 40. We got 40 plus minutes to go. Give us time.
Not an invitation.
It's going to be something with manatees.
Your manatees? Hey, Bigfoot, what are you doing
Pete's
here?
Best friend.
Okay.
That elicited my one F-bomb on this.
Let's not do that.
Years ago.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
See, that would be bad. We don't Classic. Want
I'm
we don't
sorry,
want that.
Pete. I set you up that day. I do apologize.
Yeah, we don't need to go there. That's not
I had almost scripts from that manatee. I think that manatee elicited.
Yeah. But you're over there on the west coast of Florida, kind of.
I am.
So, I mean, have you been out there with the manatees at all?
Of course I have.
Yeah. I mean, last weekend, it was like one of the coldest weekends in Florida where I figured they were stacked up like. I don't know.
I heard they had over 800 in Blue Spring Run.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cows.
Yeah. They were like bricks in a pavement.
Did you go check Casey and Homo Sassa?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of them up in the Head Springs. And then I went over to Crystal River and they literally looked like somebody just wedged them all into three sisters.
Were you tempted to jump in there with them or no?
I was tempted, but then I remember how cold it was when I got out, and I didn't want to do it.
Were there people in there snorkeling with them, though? Because, this is prime time, right?
Yeah, a lot of manatee snorkeler people, you know.
Yeah, but
kayakers.
I mean, are they stacked up? Have you got 800? Is there even room for people to snorkel?
That was in Blue Spring. Like I don't know about Homo Sassa. That was Blue Spring that I talked about that had the 800.
Okay. Well, so
Crystal River is even thicker.
Yeah, they're so thick that you could literally walk across their backs.
It looked like it. You shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Okay. Would you consider that one of the best dives this time of year to do? Go hang with the manatees?
If you've never dove with the manatee, this is the time to do it. Yeah.
This is the best snorkel. You don't want to dive with them. You want to snorkel with them.
Okay, it's a Super Bowl of snorkeling site. We make that a snorkel
Bubbles
site.
Freak them out. He's right.
Crystal River or Homo
Sassy.
Springs.
Homo Sassy.
Yeah. All right. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
When it comes to manufacturing quality dive gear, pretty much all the big players were forced to produce their stuff overseas. Nex Underwater Products, however, took a different approach, bringing design and assembly back to the USA. They have an impressive story, and you can read all about it at nexdive.com, along with checking out their complete line of high-quality dive gear. Each Nex regulator system is made to order, cutting down on overhead, which allows Nex to give you way more bang for your diving buck. At the core of each Nex regulator is a unique modular design that can be easily modified as your diving skills and preferences evolve over time. And get this, Nex is the Scuba Lab Tester's Choice winner for 2025. Your best dive will be your next dive. Just go to nexdive.com and order now. That's N-E-X-Dive.com. Nex Underwater Products. Make your next dive your best dive at nexdive.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.